Good evening and welcome. In a huge surprise, a move that no one expected, the Shiv Sena rebel leader Eknath Shinde took oath as Maharashtra Chief Minister, with Devendra Fadnavis as his deputy. Not Fadnavis as Chief Minister, Devendra Fadnavis as Deputy Chief Minister. The BJP capped the coup that unseated Uddhav Thackeray a day back with back-to-back curveballs. I will stay out of the government and ensure that it runs smoothly, is what Mr. Fadnavis said at a news briefing at about 4:30 p.m. Just 3 hours later, he was seen taking oath as Mr. Shinde's deputy after the BJP chief, JP Nadda, said he must be chief minister. I will personally request him. In all of this, the big question, what is the Shiv Sena? Is it the faction led by Eknath Shinde, which clearly has the numbers? What about Uddhav Thackeray? Can there be a Shiv Sena without the Thackerays? That's what we're going to look at today. But first, the key moment when Eknath Shinde spoke to the media after 10 odd days of great uncertainty. Maharashtra now has a new chief minister. He's been sworn in. The Shiv Sena leader, Eknath Shinde.
आम्ही जो निर्णय घेतला त्या बाबतीमध्ये आपल्या सगळ्यांना माहिती आहे. मी वारंवार आपल्याशी बोललेलो आहे की बाळासाहेबांचं हिंदुत्व, त्यांची भूमिका आणि जे आमदार आहेत त्यांच्या मतदारसंघातली विकास कामं आणि राज्याचा विकास हा अजेंडा घेऊन आम्ही पुढे निघालेलो आहोत. आणि शिवसेना पक्ष म्हणून जे काही कायदेशीर प्रक्रिया जी आहे, नियम आहे, टू थर्ड मेजॉरिटी आहे, त्याहीपेक्षा जास्तीचे आमदार आणि सहयोगी आणि अपक्ष आमदार असे जवळपास 50 आमदार आज
पूरे तरीके से सहयोग करूंगा. मैं सरकार के बाहर रहूंगा और इस सरकार को सफल बनाने हेतु जो जो चीज करना आवश्यक है ऐसी सारी चीजें हम मिलकर करेंगे, मेरा विश्वास है. आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी ने जो विकास का एक नया पर्व शुरू किया है, उस विकास के पर्व को 2.5 साल का जो ब्रेक लगा था वो ब्रेक निकलेगा और फिर से महाराष्ट्र की प्रगति की एक्सप्रेस ये तेजी के साथ भागेगी और उसके लिए मैं श्री एकनाथ शिंदे जी को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता
हूं. भारतीय जनता पार्टी की केंद्रीय टीम ने इस बात को तय किया है कि देवेंद्र जी को सरकार में आना चाहिए और सरकार में पदभार संभालना चाहिए और इसलिए देवेंद्र जी से व्यक्तिगत रूप में भी आग्रह किया है और केंद्र ने इस बात को निर्देशित किया है कि देवेंद्र जी उप मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में डिप्टी चीफ मिनिस्टर के रूप में कार्यभार संभालें और महाराष्ट्र की जनता और महाराष्ट्र की लोगों की जो आकांक्षाएं हैं उसको पूरा करने के लिए पूरी ताकत लगाएं और जन जन की आकांक्षाओं को एक विकसित प्रदेश के रूप में महाराष्ट्र को खड़ा करने में अपना योगदान करें.
Well, joining us now, Satyapal Jain, a member of the BJP and Additional Solicitor General of India, Asif Bhamla of the BJP, Dhaval Kulkarni of the Hindustan Times, Sanjay Dwivedi, Shiv Sena leader, and Mahesh Tapase, spokesperson of the NCP. Mr. Bhamla, let me come to you first. Why did Devendra Fadnavis first say he won't be in the government, only to be later told that he has to be Deputy Chief Minister?
You see, today's day is a big victory for our party. And I applaud the, you know, the decision taken by my party, by Honorable Devendra Fadnavis ji, and we've again showed that it's always the state, it's the
No, that doesn't answer my question, and, sir. Yeah, I know it is a great day for your party.
But I'm trying
to understand why is it that he chose not to be part of the government, only to be told you have to be Deputy Chief Minister.
Yes, because it was all the while that the Mahavikas Agadi was always, blasting at the fact that Devendra Fadnavis ji always reiterates that me punha yein. This is the reply that here I am, I can come back, but I am not interested in this. It is in the interest of the welfare that this stand is taken. It's the ideologies of Balasaheb Thackeray's that were being that were being undermined in the state by the existing arrangement. And so to reply that back, we have
right.
a Shiv Sainik only.
Okay, Dhaval Kulkarni, is that an argument? All right, we don't have Dhaval Kulkarni as yet.
He is from the Shiv Sena, and I'm sure that this will see a new rage out of dynastic politics.
Okay.
You can never see a Congress without the Gandhi.
Sanjay Dwivedi.
You will see a Sena without the Thackerays and a better Sena, and I can assure you that.
Sanjay Dwivedi, ek hi sawal hai aapse, sabse shayad khas sawal ye hai ki Shiv Sena hai kaun is waqt? उद्धव ठाकरे का शिवसेना या एकनाथ शिंदे का शिवसेना?
सर 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 मैं आपकी पूरी बात जवाब दे रहा हूं, एक एक करके जवाब दूंगा सर, एकदम जवाब नहीं दे पाऊंगा मैं। शिवसेना बालासाहेब ठाकरे की है, बालासाहेब ठाकरे ने उद्धव ठाकरे को राष्ट्रीय प्रमुख बनाया था, तो ठाकरे सेना कौन हुई? शिंदे हमारे एबी फार्म से जीते थे, शिंदे और जो भी विधायक हैं, अभी 30-35 विधायक हैं या 30 विधायक हैं या 20 विधायक हैं, जो जीते थे वो सिंबल से जीतना, पार्टी चलाना, दोनों में अलग अंतर है। लेकिन बीजेपी के धूर्त मानसिकता के लोग, ये धूर्त मानसिकता के हैं भाई, इनका मानसिक संतुलन खत्म हो चुका है। क्यों? ये चाहते हैं पूरे देश पर कब्जा करना और ईस्ट इंडिया कंपनी बनाना चाहते हैं।
ओके, आसिफ भामला, दैट्स अ स्पेसिफिक पॉइंट। The point is the symbol resides with the Uddhav Thackeray camp. He was the original leader.
संविधान इस देश में चालू है और उजागर है, आप खुद खत्म हो गए हो, आप कृपा करके।
ऑलराइट, बोथ ऑफ यू जस्ट काम डाउन फॉर अ मोमेंट, आई एम गोना मूव अवे फ्रॉम यू and come back in a little while. Satyapal Jain ji, I wanted to come to you next, because legally what happens now to the disqualification proceedings that's supposed to take place after the 11th or the 12th of the month, is that still something that could take place?
See, the disqualification notices were issued by the DP speaker, against whom there was a disqualification
right.
through confidence motion. The Honorable Supreme Court said, we will hear this case on 11th of July until 12th. The deputy speaker, the time for filing the reply has been extended.
Right.
Now there is a new scenario. Now the government has been formed. They will be seeking the vote of confidence. And when they seek the vote of confidence, naturally the speaker will also be elected. So the proceedings, which are pending before the deputy speaker only, because the speaker is not there, and the moment you elect the speaker, then this will be automatically going to the new speaker.
Correct.
So it will be now up to the new speaker who will have to take a decision.
So presumably, sir, and I know that speakers are meant to be independent, but the fact of the matter is that you have a new government, they will be selecting the speaker, and therefore the fate of that disqualification proceeding, it might be thrown away. I mean, he can say that there is no disqualification proceeding because
also,
the Shiv Sena remains.
May I just clarify one thing? As a lawyer, I am telling you, yeah. till this date, the Shiv Sena MLAs 39, 40, whatever they are, they have not done anything which may fall within the mischief of anti-defection law. Till
right.
this moment, they have never said, we are leaving Shiv Sena. They are saying, we are the Shiv Sena. We are in majority. Kindly remember in 1969, when Mrs. Indira Gandhi revolted against the official presidential candidate of the Congress, Neelam Sanjeeva Reddy, and she supported Mr. B.B. Giri, who was contesting against the Congress, since the majority had gone with Mrs. Gandhi. Even at that time, ultimately, the law found that it is her party which is the real Congress side.
No, there's a counter argument to that. The counter argument is that to this particular speaker, the original office bearers of the Shiv Sena under Uddhav Thackeray were given. Right? The chief minister's name was Uddhav Thackeray. The chief whip's name was somebody else. And therefore, if that reality has changed, then why shouldn't disqualification proceedings start?
That is what I am submitting. They have not violated any whip of the party on the floor of the house. They never voted against the whip issued by two issues. Number one, whether the Mr. Chaudhary could issue the whip or not is one question. Number two, they have not violated on the floor of the house.
No, but they violated by anti-party activities, by going to another state, by defying the chief minister, by getting a chief whip of their own. That is not what Uddhav Thackeray wanted.
No. Within a party, the democratic right of the members to elect a leader is there. Don't forget, even after the Lok Sabha elections, the whole nation voted for Mr. Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister. In 1980, they voted for Mrs. Gandhi as the Prime Minister. Still, it was the parliamentary party which met and elected them the leaders. And when Mr. Modi was elected as leader by the parliamentary party, only then he was invited to form the government.
Okay,
so parliamentary party has the right to elect a leader. That right cannot be taken.
All right. Okay, Mahesh Tapase, is that an argument that you accept? That, you know, the new form, a couple of points. Number one, there is nothing illegal the Shiv Sena MLAs did when they went outside, because it didn't take place on the floor of the assembly. And number two, there could well be a new speaker. And if there is a new speaker, then that disqualification notice could be tossed. You know, I mean, it's a strong possibility. In either scenario, is it lose-lose for the NCP?
Well, as of now, the new chief minister has taken oath. And what surprises all of us that Devendra Fadnavis, who himself was looked upon as the incumbent, is probably the new chief minister, he proposed the name of Eknath Shinde. Now, there are two, three things which came to our mind. Why did the BJP propose the name of Eknath Shinde? So there are too many legal issues which need to be tied up. First, Eknath Shinde ji, which party does he officially represent? So that is absolutely not clear. We are awaiting a clear stand on this by the Election Commission of India. Whose whip will be applicable on the legislators of the Shiv Sena as the floor test is going to be announced by the new speaker? So whose whip will be applicable? Whether it's Sunil Prabhu of the Uddhav Thackeray camp or Bharat Gokhale of Eknath Shinde ji camp. So in case Sunil Prabhu's whip stand, then this 49-48 legislators get disqualified. And if Bharat Gokhale's whip is accepted, then the other 15, their fates hang, fates hang.
So you believe that there is still some sort of a hope on the floor of the assembly?
There is definitely a lot of legal issues pertaining to the current government. And that is why very...
Do you believe the MVA still exists?
MVA still, I'll come to that point. That is why very cleverly Devendra Fadnavis ji made Eknath Shinde ji as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra. He had two things in mind. First, Mr. Eknath Shinde ji is been told to decimate the Shiv Sena not only in the Mumbai Municipal Corporation, but also in the MMR region like Thane, Kalyan, Bhiwandi, Ullasnagar and these areas. So this is the clear task which has been given to Mr. Shinde.
Right.
Second, in case there is a floor test, then the legality of which party to which Mr. Eknath Shinde belongs, if that is not clearly established, then there is another problem. So who is going to be the Shiv Sena? I'm sure tomorrow this is going to take some
time. No, but that's just the point, right? If they still remain part of the Shiv Sena, then the entire issue of them having to merge with the BJP doesn't arise. Therefore, they've bypassed that entire anti-defection issue. The problem would have been if the BJP came to power with the BJP chief minister, in which case the Shiv Sena dissidents would have to merge with the BJP. In this situation, they don't need to do that. They said, no, we are here. There's a new chief minister. And look, he's from our same party.
Yes, but that call has to be taken by the Thackeray family, whether he is accepted as the new chief minister of the Shiv Sena.
Okay. Let me go across to Dhaval Kulkarni. At this strength, Dhaval, what strength, what political strength, if any, do the Thackeray still have?
See, we must understand that the Shiv Sena, when it was born in 1966, was a child of its times. It was born as a reflection of the existential anxieties of the Maharashtrians who felt sort of threatened in the capital of Maharashtra. And see, the changes in the cultural, social, linguistic and economic landscapes in Mumbai have only grown starker over a period of time. So this has led to a fresh set of anxiety for these masses. So I think the Sena will continue to be relevant in the times to come, because the experience...
No, I'm not talking about the Sena being relevant. I'm talking about the Thakre's being relevant. Because the legacy is not of Uddhav Thackeray. The legacy is of Balasaheb Thackeray. And that legacy has been usurped by Eknath Shinde. So I'm asking you about Uddhav Thackeray, perhaps Aditya Thackeray. Do they have any political stake or any real political power left in Maharashtra?
See, the organization, so far it seems that in Mumbai, where the Sena has a lot of stake, the organization is with the Thackeray family. So it all depends on how they can build it, sort of consolidate their core vote base and take on Eknath Shinde. But I think overall, you know, when it comes to the organization, so far it seems to be firmly with the Thackeray.
Okay. Sanjay Dwivedi ji, jo bara, all right, okay, I get that point. Sanjay Dwivedi ji, jo bara tera MLA abhi bhi Uddhav Thackeray ke saath hai, wo unke saath hi rahenge ya ye leaders bhi crossover kar sakte hain?
आप तो ऐसी बात कह रहे हैं.
नहीं नहीं, मैं वैसी बात नहीं कह रहा हूँ. 40 एमएलए तो क्रॉस कर चुके हैं, तो बाकी जो 12-13 एमएलए वो क्रॉस करेंगे, ये नहीं. मैं आपसे यही पूछ रहा हूँ.
नहीं, मुझे तो हंसी आ रही है आपकी बात पे. बीजेपी क्या अजगर है? कांग्रेस तो खा जाएगी, शिवसेना खा जाएगी, समाजवादी पार्टी खा जाएगी, सबको खा जाएगी भाई. बीजेपी अजगर नहीं. बीजेपी यहाँ पे वोटिंग राइट किसको है? जनता को.
मैं आपको सिर्फ पूछ रहा हूँ, जो 12 या 13 एमएलए उद्धव ठाकरे के साथ है, वो रहेंगे या नहीं?
गलत क्वेश्चन मत करिए. मैं कह रहा हूँ, गलत क्वेश्चन मत करिए. दल बदल कानून है देश में कि नहीं? दल बदल कानून का पालन हुआ कि नहीं हुआ?
ओके.
अगर बीजेपी को पूरे देश सत्ता बनाती है तोड़ के, उत्तराखंड हो, गोवा हो, मध्यप्रदेश, मध्यप्रदेश में कांग्रेस थी, कांग्रेस को वर्डिक दिया था, क्यों तोड़ दिया भाई? विधायक, क्योंकि वहां पे विधायक और सरकार बना सकते थे.
आसिफ भावना, रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट. ही सेज द बीजेपी. सर एक सेकेंड, एक मिनट, आसिफ भावना जी को भी जवाब देने दीजिए.
पूरी बात
सुनिए.
जो बीजेपी वाले हैं नाटकबाज हैं. ये इतना नाटक करने वाले आदमी है जिसकी हद.
संजय जी, 1 मिनट. संजय जी, 1 मिनट. आसिफ भावना, गो अहेड.
द प्रॉब्लम हियर इज
मुख्यमंत्री,
आप जरा अपनी बकवास बंद करें और बात सुनिए.
आप
टेल हिम टू शट अप. दिस इज नॉट द वे टू डिबेट ऑन अ नेशनल. ओके, ही इज सच एन इंडिसेंट. आई डोंट नो व्हाई पीपल इनवाइट सच पीपल
ऑन सीबीआई एंड सीबीआई.
The rattling with them is.
All right, 1 minute, 1 minute, Sanjay ji, 1 second. Sanjay ji, 1 second. Aasif Bhamla, go ahead. Yes.
The rattling between them is not that Shinde is in power. Is that that there is a Shinde and a Sena without a Thackeray which is in power? You see, it's like the Congress without the Gandhis, the Samajwadi without the Yadavs, the DMK without the Karunanidhi, and the RJD without the Lalus. So this is the new trend that is erupted from this arrangement that has been stitched, and in which I'm sure Devendra Fadnavis ji has come out to be a true winner, a true sympathizer, whom they felt, you know. It was, you see,
so he basically controls the remote control, right? Even as Deputy Chief Minister.
I want to say one thing. The best decision was saved for the last minute by the roaring Mahavikas Aghadi. Why didn't they do it? The naming of Sambhaji Nagar, the naming of the Sambhaji number on the last hour of the of leaving to power, they took on to that decision. Was 3 years not sufficient for them while they were in power?
All right, Mahesh Tapase. All right, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. All right, all right. Can I ask a question to somebody else? Mahesh Tapase, ahead of 2024, how is this a huge loss to the opposition in the country? Another state effectively has been lost. I know you are hoping against hope, but I think the writing appears to be on the wall, at least for the moment. Maharashtra, there is a change, a very important one and a very big one. the BJP back in power, supporting the Shiv Sena. Now, what does this mean for the opposition in our country?
Well, for the opposition, it means that we have found a new ally and a permanent ally by the name of Shiv Sena. Not only in the state of Maharashtra, but also in some parts of the country where Shiv Sena has some kind of a vote share. We have Shiv Sena to oppose the agenda of the BJP and take on to the Modi government, not only in the municipal election, but also in the Lok Sabha elections that are going to be held in 2000.
You're talking about the Shiv Sena, which has only about 11 or 12 MLAs.
Doesn't matter. No, doesn't matter. But Maharashtra has got 48, out of which 10 and 12 are with the
40
Shiv Sena.
MLAs are with the other side. They also call themselves Shiv Sena.
I'm saying 48 MPs. See, the voter has not changed. The voter has not changed.
That's an important point.
Yeah, the legislators may have switched their sides, but the sentiment of the voter is still with Balasaheb Thackeray, still with the Shiv Sena. They have voted for the legislators on the election symbol of the Shiv Sena, which is the bow and arrow, and thinking that their vote is going
that needs to be decided now on the floor of the House.
So now let's see.
Who the speaker gives the official tag of the Sena to.
And the Shiv Sena family, as and when the Thackeray family hits the political trail, hits the campaign trail in Maharashtra. He has made a very emotional speech when the last speech that Mr. Uddhav Thackeray gave was very emotional. Similarly, when he quit
The point that you're mentioning, couple of points, you're saying that the Shiv Sena with Uddhav Thackeray, that part of the Shiv Sena clearly will remain a part of the opposition and that people will vote for that faction, for that group in the future. But Satyapal Jainji, the battle for at the level of the election commission for the symbol of the party. Now, we've seen in the case of other parties, it's gone on for months, if not for a year, and there's not been a decision. This is going to be key, right? It's going to be key even if you look at other elections going forward, including municipal elections.
See, there are two points. Shortly, I will make my submission. Number one, at the present, immediate issue is of proving majority by the CM on the floor of the House and whose whip MLAs are expected to follow if there are two whips. I will like to make it very clear that the legislature party with majority has elected Mr. Eknath Shinde as the leader and Mr. Eknath Shinde has appointed his man as the chief whip. So it will be his whip which will be applicable. Number two, so far as the applicability or validity of the whip is concerned on the floor of the House, it will depend upon the recognition which will be given to them by the new speaker. And we can expect that the new speaker who will be elected by the majority will have to respect the sentiments of the majority of the members. So far as the real issue of the main party is concerned,
yes,
whether this is real Shiv Sena or that is Shiv Sena, essentially this issue goes to the Election Commission of India. And the experience by now, split in the Congress, split in the party of Mr. Paswan, split in Akali Dal, many other parties, the Election Commission and Sadiq Ali's case of 1971, Congress split. Basically, the courts as well as the Election Commission has always recognized that party which enjoys majority in Vidhan Sabha of the MLAs and in Lok Sabha of the MPs.
Sure.
Since in the present case, overwhelming MPs and MLAs are with Mr. Eknath Shinde, so to my mind it appears if it goes to the Election Commission will have no other option except to recognize Eknath Shinde's party as the real Shiv Sena. Other party will be given a splinter name with their own MLAs. They may be or may not be disqualified. That will ultimately depend upon the whips to be issued on the floor of the House. But the real Shiv Sena will be led by Mr. Eknath Shinde.
All right. Well, that's really going to say, will we actually have that reality? Without Uddhav Thackeray, what sort of face will the Shiv Sena have? For the moment, it's clearly Eknath Shinde, but let's see what it is going forward. I'd like to thank you all. There are a couple of questions coming in on Coup. Rohit Kapoor writes, the BJP has closed the permanent political doors of the Thackerays. Rohit Sen writes, the last nail on the Shiv Sena's coffin by the BJP. Tanay says, this is the biggest tribute to Balasaheb Thackeray from the BJP. So a couple of quick comments over there. We have run out of time, but given the number of googlies that we've seen on this story, I would suspect that in the days going ahead, there might be many more. So we'll be tracking those very closely.